Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Thursday, August the 25th. I hope that you're having a good day in the Lord, and just report to you that we're in our missions conference. As many of you know and possibly remember, we had our morning service today, first morning that we've had morning service this year on the missions conference, and we had a tremendous morning. I don't know how it could have been any better unless maybe it had been somebody getting saved or somebody getting called to preach in full-time ministry would have been a real blessing, but I'm telling you, God met with us, really met with us. Brother Gary Hall started us out this morning with a message entitled, There Is No Discharge in That War, and just preached to us about how we're going to fight the flesh, we're going to fight the devil, we're going to fight the world, and we're going to have to live for Jesus. We're going to have to try to strive after Jesus, apprehend Him, and live for Him and glorify Him until this flesh is laid aside. Amen. And then on that day when the trumpet sounds, on that day when the Lord calls, then this war will be over. Amen. And a great message. I appreciate Brother Hall bringing that message. He did a fine job, and we're glad for it and thank the Lord. Then we heard from four missionaries telling about the work of God that God's called them into. And then we heard a final message from Brother Joey Durham, pastor over at Sturgis Baptist Church, preached really on the Lord washing the disciples' feet, and he titled, How Good Are We at Foot Washing? A tremendous message on our humility and Christian character. I'm telling you, it was a real good blessing and a real good message, especially for preachers, evangelists, missionaries, pastors, and every church member, every Christian ought to learn to look at themselves less and somebody else as more than them. Amen. And it's a tremendous, tremendous message. We're thanking the Lord for it. And now we're looking forward to tonight. We've got, I think as of right now, we've got 16 missionaries scheduled to be with us in this week. And those are some in some different types of missions helps or ministries involved in missions, but it's mission work. And so we're looking forward to hearing from them. We'll hear from each one, each service. And then we've got preachers from all over. We've got pastors and preachers, pastors and evangelists and missionaries be preaching, calling them from the floor, seeing what the Lord would have in store for us and how He would help us in these times. All right, so remember, as in prayer, if you can come out and be with us tonight. We'll be starting up at 7 o'clock and have our service here at 7 o'clock at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road. Very easily found right off the Penny Rile Parkway on exit 116. And we'd love to have you come and be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church tonight. All right, we're going to get ready to pray. Let me quickly mention just a few things in prayer request. Sister Elizabeth Rickard here, member of our church, had to have emergency surgery yesterday, and she had a situation there with a tubal pregnancy, and the tube ruptured, and they had to rush her. Well, she drove herself to the hospital but from here from the church, and they did emergency surgery on her yesterday evening. She came through well and hoping to be released from the hospital today. We got to talk to her this morning, and then I heard from secondhand from her here just a little bit ago before we started making the broadcast, and which is after lunchtime. And at that time, she's hoping to get to go home, and she's determined instead of going home, she's going to come here to the church. She wants to be in the services here tonight in our church. So pray about that, that the Lord would just intervene and help her, though. And Brother Jacob, her husband, and the Lord just encourage and help them through these times. And then Brother Cater Dockery, remember here, had a biopsy on his shoulder, on his back, actually, on Tuesday, and he's not been well. He goes back to the doctor tomorrow, and want to pray for that. Then Brother Simpson, here in the church, had some dental surgery done on Tuesday, and he's had some other problems and complications since then. Want to remember him in prayer. And he's not been able to be here. Want to keep him in prayer as well at this time. And I have heard of a number of prayer requests. I'm just going to have to not take those right now. But we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Ask Him to bless the broadcast and bless our services here at the Island Ford Baptist Church in this 2016 Missions Conference. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love You. Thank You for Your goodness, grace, and mercy. Thank You for just being such a good God. Thank You for loving us like You have, caring for us like You have, blessing us like You have. Father, I pray that you would just guide and direct and meet the need. Lord, I pray that you'd help these that we're requesting prayer for. I do pray for Ms. Rickard especially. Lord, you touch her body, help her to heal. Help her not have to have that blood transfusion, if it be your will, and give her strength and gain her stability. Father, I pray that you'd help there as well with Brother Rickard, and he's traveling in, be with him, and help the needs there between them and their family, strengthen and help them, Lord, I pray. Encourage them in the Lord, and have your hand upon them, and help them according to thy perfect will. Then, Lord, I do pray for Brother Simpson and Brother Cater Dockery as well. Lord, you touch these men here in the church and help them about their surgeries and their situation, their healings from those and the different problems that they have. Lord, would you intervene and help those as well and get the glory and the honor. Please help in our broadcast this evening. Lord, I pray use it for your glory and honor. Father, I pray that you'd help now in our upcoming services, that you'd bless in those as well. Lord, keep those safe that's traveling. Help us, dear God, to be touched of God and used of God, and you get the glory and the honor. And Lord, I want to thank you for these missionaries that we have with us this week and those that have been through here, those that are on the field serving the Lord. I want to thank you for men and women that are still willing to dedicate their lives to get the gospel to others, people that otherwise probably would never hear, probably have nobody that care for them. And these men and women and boys and girls are leaving their homes, and leaving their jobs, and leaving their loved ones that they might carry the gospel, the good news to somebody that really needs that. Father, I pray bless them. We'll ask you all this in Jesus' name, and thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to be looking back in the scriptures today at Luke chapter number 11, where we'll take our first text to get started with, and I'm going to do something unusual today. I don't think I've ever done this. I'm going to play the exact same message, the same songs that I played yesterday, just made a new introduction to it, because I'm telling you, God bless me in that message as we played it yesterday, and I did get some response from it that others were helped and blessed as well, and I just felt the nudge of God that it'd be right to use that all over again. And so, like I said, just putting a new introduction on it and a new touch to it. We're going to play the same songs. We've got the Arnold Roten family singing there a song about Daddy on His Knees. And then we'll go to the Shepherd family singing a song there about I'm Never Too Old to Pray. And I trust that these songs will be a blessing to you as we use them on the broadcast today. Well, we're looking at Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." We're looking at the fact that our Lord is teaching us to pray. You know how he teaches us? He teaches us through his word. He instructs us through his word. And so we're looking at some scriptures that I believe can teach us something about prayer. This one that we're going to look at today and probably tomorrow as well is a little bit of a different twist than what we've been looking at. But we're going to look at Song of Solomon, chapter number 2 and verse number 14. Here's what the Bible says. "O my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely." Now you know that the Song of Solomon, I believe, is symbolic of Christ and his bride, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it is symbolic of God and his wife, Israel. We're looking at it primarily as Christ and the church, because this is the church age. Amen. And we're looking at that in that symbolism. But I'm interested in that phrase, the secret places of the stairs. And we know the secret place is the prayer place. And so I want to talk about the secret stairs today. The secret stairs. Now, the Song of Solomon is a beautiful song, a beautiful love song, filled with picturesque language, speaking of the special love between Christ and his bride. Well, that's very much like prayer time. Prayer time is a special time filled with love between the one praying and the one they're praying to, which would be the Christian and his Lord. Amen. And it's time filled with love language between Christ and his bride. Amen. With that in mind, I want to look at it from this point, this angle. First of all, I want to talk about the fact that these stairs are mounted by a people with a secret name. These stairs are mounted by a people with a secret name. Now, begin thinking with me about that name which the people of Christ are called. First of all, in the text, I'm using the text, he starts out with that phrase, "Oh, my dove." Oh, my dove. Oh, that's a love name. Amen. That's a name that our Lord calls the one that has been saved by his grace. Amen. And that is, I want you to notice the intimacy of that name. It's just like a man calling his wife honey, or his sweetheart calling her honey. Amen. It's, you don't call everybody honey. I realize some people do. They get in the habit of just saying honey this and honey that, and that makes it not mean much when they say it. Amen. I realize some waitresses and things such as that, they get in the habit of using that kind of talk. But it really, in technicality, that kind of talk is supposed to be saved for that intimate one, that one that is really your honey, that one that is really your love. Amen. And so we find this phrase, "my dove," again and again in this love song called the Song of Solomon. We've sung the song, "Jesus, Lover of My Soul." Amen. And we talk about how wonderful it is that Jesus loves me. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? I say, amen, surely it is. Well, I want you to think about this connection here being one of the keys of interpreting and understanding this Song of Solomon. And it's not the only key of interpretation for the book, but I believe it's certainly one of the greatest avenues to grasp the meaning of the book of the Song of Solomon. I want to notice now the intimacy of that name as he calls them my dove, as he calls us, as he calls me and you, you and I, this phrase, my dove. He's not just speaking to the church as a whole, not just the assembly of those that are assembled together, but I believe he's speaking to individuals that make up that bride as well. Each individual coming to Christ in prayer could very well hear him tenderly say to them, my dove. I'm going to tell you what a special time it is to get alone with the Lord in prayer, especially when you've read something in the Scripture, and maybe you've read a little love note there in the Scripture, praise God, and that intimacy and tenderness that is suggested when he calls us by his own pet name. Amen. Think with me just a moment. Who are these people that climb this secret staircase? These are the people that go into the secret place with the Lord. These are his own people. Those are the ones that he calls this special name. Not only the intimacy of that name, think about the implications of that name. Oh, there's a peculiar nature that I believe is characterized by those that bear the name my dove. Surely, we'd say they're characterized by a holy nature. You know that doves are a very fastidious, delicate, and careful creature. Doves are not known to be around in filth. Doves are not known to light on carnage and carrion and stuff. No, they're known as a clean bird, a delicate, careful creature. I believe Christians, those that climb that staircase of prayer, spend time with the Lord, would be holy people. Not only would I think that this dove would represent a holy nature, but it represents an affectionate nature. Doves are known as a bird. They're known for their nestling, their snuggling quality of true love. Doves are known as a bird of love. That's what they're known for. Amen. Christians ought to be known for the fact that they love one another. By this shall all men know you're my disciples, in that you have love one toward another. Amen. I believe we ought to be known for our love. Not only, and by the way, praying people ought to be loving people. Amen. It's hard to hold a grudge against somebody you're praying for. Amen. It's hard to hold a grudge when you're praying and getting hold of God and you're getting close to God, because when you've got that grudge and you bring your gift to the altar, God's going to remind you that you and your brother got an ought somewhere and you got to go get that thing right. Amen. That is right. Well, let me say thirdly here about this nature of this implication of this name. There's the holy nature, there's the affectionate nature, then there's a soaring nature. Oh, yes, the dove, like all birds, has the habit of surmounting the things of the earth, overcoming the things of the earth, cutting loose from the hold of gravity and this world, moving into the realm of the heavenly things. Hallelujah. God's people ought to be a people that cut loose from the things of this world, that this world does not have a hold on them so powerful. Hallelujah. Amen. And then there's the gentle nature of the dove. Doves possess that quality of gentleness above all other birds. They're known supremely above other birds for that gentle nature. And then let me say, last of all on this, there's a spiritual nature recommended. The dove is particularly used to symbolize the Holy Spirit. Mark chapter number 1, verse number 10, the Bible says, "And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him." All these characteristics that I've talked to you about today, I believe are found and displayed, should be found and displayed in each of us who so greatly desire the privilege of hearing him call us by that loving name, my dove. These stairs, this stairs of the secret place, or the secret places of the stairs, are to be mounted by those that know the Lord, by those that love the Lord, by those that live for the Lord, by those that have a holy nature, an affectionate nature, a soaring nature, a gentle nature, and a spiritual nature. Friend, I'm running out of time here. Don't have time to move on to my second point. But these stairs are mounted by people with a secret name. We'll look back at this tomorrow and hope that it might be a real blessing to you and bring glory and honor to the Lord. All right? I hope you'll take these things to heart. We'll apply them to our life. I want to be all that my Lord wants me to be. I want to be able to say, I am my Lord's and he is mine. Amen. I want to walk in his perfect will. I hope and pray you do as well. May God bless you, is our prayer. And thank you for listening. Zim.